Welcome to the lectures of Joseph Campbell, The Vitality of Myth. One World, you are the source and the creator of the gods. All of the earlier mythology saw the moon and the planets and the sun and the stars as representing a different order of the being altogether from that of the earth. We were, of course, a material world that was a world of luminous energy and light. Now we know absolutely that the same law that works here is the same law that works there. There are not two. There are furthermore the deities that were thought to live up there. We now know have been projected from our own psyches out onto that space so that everything that we attributed to the gods and to the spiritual world comes right out of our own selves. And it is right here and right now. Man was not breathed into the earth. Man came out of the earth. And the earth came out of the galaxy. And the galaxy came out of space. We are, as it were, sitting here and standing here, the organs of consciousness of the very earth itself. That's what we've come from, as a flower comes from the stem. And so outer space, the earth, has come out of the earth. We have come from with a consciousness to know the world, what we ought to know and what we have inside are exactly congruent. This gives a totally new pitch to the accent, a new focus to the mystery of being. It's right here. Now, this is an old story. Really, it's been said time and time again by others. You'll find it in the Upanishads, the 9th century BC. Worship this god, worship that god, many gods, one god after another. Where is the creator of the gods? Where are the creators? The gods is one's own self. Look to yourself and follow it. As you would follow the footsteps of a lost cow, by following those you will find the source of the gods. That is to be with curiosity. There's a precisely similar line in the Egyptian Book of the Dead. The soul of the dead is called Osiris, because it is one with the ultimate being of the universe. And there comes a moment when in the chapter, on the opening of the mouth, we read, I am yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I have the power to be born a second time. I am the source and creator of all the gods. This is an old theme that has come back again in a new sense. Meanwhile, there have been many called esoteric and popular mythologies telling us that the gods are out there, that they created us from clay. They created us to be their servant. We are to obey and to serve them. Oh, on the contrary, they are the projections of our own consciousness, and we are too. And if we can't bring forth good from these gods, then we will throw them out and bring up better gods for the day. It is an old story. The Art of Perseverance, Keep Going, by Joseph M. Marshall III. A young man asked his grandfather why life had to be so difficult sometimes. This was his reply. He said, in life there is sadness as well as a joy, losing as well as winning, falling as well as standing, hunger as well as plenty, badness as well as goodness. I do not say this to make you despair, but to teach you reality. Life is a journey, sometimes walked in light, sometimes in shadow. Grandfather said, you did not ask to be born, but you are here. You have weakness as well as strength. You have both because in life there is two of everything. Within you is the will to win as well as the willingness to lose. Within you is the heart to feel compassion as well as the smallness to be arrogant. Within you is the way to face life as well as the fear to turn away from it. Grandfather said, life can give you strength. Strength can come from facing the storms of life, from knowing loss, feeling sadness and heartache, from falling into the depths of grief. You must stand. You must stand up in the storm. You must face the wind and the cold and the darkness when the storm blows hard, and you must stand firm, for it is trying to knock you down. It is really trying to teach you to be strong. Grandfather said, being strong means taking one more step towards the top of the hill. No matter how weary you may be, it means letting the tears flow through the grief. It means to keep looking for the answer through the darkness of despair is all around you. Being strong means to cling to hope for one more heartbeat, one more sunrise. Each step, no matter how difficult, is one more step closer to the top of the hill. To keep hope alive for one more heartbeat at a time leads to the light of the next sunrise and the promise of a new day. Grandfather says the weakest step towards the top of the hill, towards the sunrise, and hope, is stronger than the fiercest storm. Keep going.